The following episode of TOEFOP is rated MA for mature audiences. It may contain sexual references, time travel references, allegations of bin misconduct, and mild coarse language. TOEFOP advises that this episode is not suitable for anyone under the age of 15 or anyone who thinks a comedy conversation between two old mates sounds like a terrible idea for a show. Minors must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. This is John Deake speaking.
Everyone relax, this is TOEFOP. I'm Charlie Clawson.
I'm Will Anderson. Hello and thank you for watching.
Podcast Mike, clearly taking a leaf out of Dan Andrews' book, has turned up to the recording today in his North Face jacket. I was expecting him to read out the numbers before we started recording.
I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, that is North Face now, because what was North Face like predominantly associated with before? Like rappers, right?
Mountain climbers.
Yeah. Mountain climbers first. Yeah. Like, I mean, apart from its original use, of course. Yes. North Face was originally campers, mountain climbers, outdoor adventurers.
I would say its journey into like the mainstream would have been, obviously mountain climbers and adventurers. Yeah. Then the place I would see it most often was on set, because often, you know, when you're on set, late night shoots, the wardrobe would hand out North Face jackets to keep people warm. So it's like, oh, here's a good, you know, it's a jacket you can fold up and keep in a small space, but hand them around. And then hip hop. They were like, we like
then
this.
Then rappers.
We're like, we need something. We're done with the Timberlands. We've got the Timbers for our toes and this is how it goes.
Because is there like, I guess when you're like a mountaineering company, like you're an outdoor adventures company, like you're, I mean, that would be the equivalent of if like the Hilltop Hoods started rocking around in some boating, camping, fishing gear, right?
Yeah, some hard yakka. Although I could see like a hard yakka, there's some kind of tie-in with like a hip hop group, couldn't you? It's kind of, I mean, especially the Hilltop Hoods, who, as we've talked about, popularized the word footy, which I will always love them for. I mean, I could see them start wearing some hard yakka gear, some work shirts and boots, maybe some high vis on stage.
Well, the other thing is they've done the hard yakka. You could make it thematic to your, like, you know, I mean, the 20 years of them like on the scene is hard yakka. You know, they've made it to the top of the hills. They've done the hard yakka. You could rhyme it with wakka. You could have a cricket reference. You'd be like watching cricket at the wakka wearing the hard yakka.
I've got a feeling, I don't know why, but I feel like the hard yakka is in one of their lyrics. I mean, podcast Mike, can you just have a quick Google of hard yakka and just find out if the Hilltop Hoods have worked that into their lyrics at some point?
I mean, you can imagine like the sample, that the famous hard yakka song, you know, the
hard yakka.
Like at the start of like a song, you could definitely imagine like DJ Debris just like spinning it in and suddenly it's like, hard yakka.
Yeah. This MC's rhymes are wacka. We beat him because we do the hard yakka.
Now, podcast Mike, Stopping All Stations by the Hilltop Hoods. Oh, podcast Mike believes has a reference to hard yakka. Can you Google the lyrics to Stopping All Stations? Here we go. He knows nothing but toil, strife, and hard yakka.
Fucking hell.
Pissed at the world for playing.
He knows nothing but toil, strife, and hard yakka. Pissed at the world.
Wow. I mean, I don't know. This lyric didn't immediately spring to mind, but something told me they've done it. Something told me that if anyone was going to do it, it would be the Hoods.
So does that mean, though, that some other hip-hop group, like some other Australian hip-hop group, has to start has to do a deal with, like, boating, camping, fishing, or one of the other, you know, mobs in sort of outdoor adventure war?
So Blundstones, that's an Aussie brand. I mean, R.M. Williams is a bit too kind of like, that's not blue collar, that's more your kind of polo club. But you got your Blunnies. What other kind of blue-collar labels could do a tie-in with Aussie hip-hop?
Well, I mean...
Sweat Hog?
King G?
King G? I mean, King... Well, that, King but that sounds G like a rapper.
Sounds like a rapper, right? If there was a new rapper called King G, you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I'm a dope-ass MC. My name is King G.
King G. All the other MCs are wearing me.
What else is there? This is great. I like this game. Okay, so you got. Well, could you go like, I don't know if this is blue collar, but you know, a lot of tradies get their gear from Best and Less. Like you'll find a lot of high vis vests and like you know cheap explorer socks and stuff from Best and Less.
Yeah, I reckon Best and Less. I mean, I reckon that's like a salt and pepper style two piece.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm best and I'm less. And together we're best and less.
And I wonder if you kind of spell it differently. So like M&M, it's not actually how it sounds. No. You spell it differently.
Oh, no, just with dollar signs.
Oh, yeah. Or B, best, B best. Dollar sign T and L double, double dollar sign.
Yeah, that's right.
The Blue Collar Crew. Shit. That's their collective, the Blue Collar Crew.
Oh, yes, exactly. So, yeah, it's a whole range of blue collar rappers and they come together in the Blue Collar Crew. Yeah, I love it.
There's
all
actually.
Right, let's sell it to someone.
If you ever want to go down a YouTube rabbit hole, if I can't remember what I searched for, but a mate of mine sent me this link to there's a lot of, like, you know, I guess non professional Aussie hip hop. Guys who like to put music videos out on YouTube and stuff. And so a mate of mine sent me a bunch once and they're fantastic. But there was one by this group who I believe were bouncers. They worked at Revolver or they worked at a bunch of Melbourne clubs like Revolver and strip clubs and stuff. And they had a hip hop collective called Bouncers or The Bouncers. I can't remember which. But they had at least three or four videos online and it was like, oh, this is the Blue Collar Crew. Like it was all about, I mean, they were called The Bouncers and the songs were all about being a bouncer, what it's like working on the door at Revolver, which seems to be really enjoying a fight, just waiting for someone to pick a fight with you.
All I'm going to say is all the names, I've just Googled Australian workwear brands and all of the names of the workwear brands sound like rap crews. That's what I've actually worked out now. So we've got King G. Absolutely. Yep. Hard Yakka. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bisley Workwear.
What?
If I saw a rapper called Bisley Workwear, I'd be like, yeah, man, have you heard the new Bisley Workwear?
But work is spelt W-E-R-K.
Yeah. And Bisley would be spelt B-Z-L dollar sign.
Just throw a dollar sign in there.
DNC Workwear. You down with DNC? Yeah, you know me.
You know me.
And this is my favorite, Seismic, S-Y-Z-M-I-K. Already spelt like a
rapper. Already spelt like a hip hop artist. That's amazing. I've never heard of Seismic before.
Okay, let's see what Seismic make. I'll click on it. Oh, yeah. So you're kind of your standard, you know, your orange tops with your sort of blue waist, your high vis. Seismic are your very high vis workwear.
Is it Seismic or Seismic? Because I get the feeling it could be pronounced both ways.
Well, it's M-I-K, so I would have said...
Oh, yeah, Seismic.
Oh, yeah, Seismic. Yeah, I would have said Seismic. Hang on, Ramona needs to go out.
All right, she's sick of the hip-hop talk. Will finally answers the question, who lets the dogs out? Will does.
You can tell I'm at home for the first time in 3 months.
Yeah, because the
haven't
dogs...
haven't had an interruption by dog for this podcast in 3 months.
Now, Will, it's interesting that you bring up work and blue collar people, because as you know, we had a Sparky right into the show last week to give the first ever TOEFOP approved variation on the "We keep them laughing so they keep you living." It was "We keep on yapping so they keep on zapping." Now I went across to the tea room, which is the TOEFOP, the tea baggers. What do you call it? Like a group on Facebook. I don't know what you call it. What, a community group? Community group? Is it a community group?
Sure.
TOEFOP board, whatever. People who like TOEFOP should go there. It's good fun. People, if you enjoy TOEFOP and you want to talk to other people, enjoy TOEFOP. Every episode is broken down and discussed. And that episode in particular caught the imagination of JD Denham, who's the admin who runs the tea room. And so he said, all right, everybody, let's get together and let's come up with the ultimate list of "we keep you blank, so they keep you blank."
Great. Good work, JD. Also, by the way, great name for a rapper or an Australian workwear brand.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's probably JD Denholm, but my Aussie accent, I'm pronouncing Denham.
Yeah.
So I thought the way we could do this, Will, is I will give you the occupation and let's see if you can guess what the slogan is. Now, there's going to be quite a few people. It's fair to say that when it comes to TOEFOP, we have some real fans. There's some people have put in more than one entry. They're the kind of dyed in the wool. But We're going to go through most of them. If there's any doubles up or people saying the same thing, I'll probably skip them. But there's been quite a few entries. Okay, so the first one is from JD. He kicks things off. If you're an Uber driver, what might the slogan be?
So you're an Uber driver, you're driving.
Yeah,
you're
now I'll give you a hint.
Steering.
This seems to be an Uber driver who's more concerned with the safety of his passengers while he's driving them around.
Okay. So we keep them living still?
No. more to do with something you do in a car to keep yourself safe.
Put your seatbelt on. We keep them belted. They get something, so we keep them belted. We keep them...
how about I give you...
Their brains are melted, so we keep them belted.
We keep them buckling. What do we do to keep them buckling?
Chuckling.
We keep them chuckling,
so they keep them buckling.
So you keep them buckling. Okay. This is Jason. He said he's got one for being a teacher. Now, this is a bit more stock standard. It's not really an alliteration. It's a bit of an alliteration, but it's not rhyming. It's pretty straightforward. If you're a teacher, what do you do? What do we do? And what does a teacher do?
Laughing and learning.
Laughing and learning. Brilliant. JD chimes in again with a chef. This one, I mean, knowing how pedantic you are about rhymes, it doesn't rhyme.
Okay.
It's not. It's barely alliteration. Let's just say he uses the same first letter for both.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a chef. And the
cooking?
No.
Frying.
My clue will be it begins, both begin with an S.
Okay.
And they do not
sizzling?
Rhyme. No.
Okay. So something a chef would do that begins with an S is serving?
No.
No.
Your sizzling was closer to what it would be.
Okay. Sauteing?
No. On a stovetop, you got a few pots going.
You are a few pots going.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're cooking something, you're going to leave it for a bit. So you can listen to some more tofu.
Simmering.
Yeah.
Okay. So simmering.
Yeah.
They keep us
also a popular brand of chocolate bar.
Snickering, so we keep us simmering.
Yes, correct. Now, Ian writes in, Ian, who you might remember from the TOEFOP 12, he's the guy who got into a boxing match with two other guys and lost.
I feel like even calling it a boxing match is a step too far. He got beaten up by two other men. He was assaulted by two other people.
And somehow he made it in. Anyway. Okay. Ian, this is a pretty good one. So for someone who works at a sperm bank.
Okay.
Now, I feel like if I give you one of the two clues, it gives the other one away. This does rhyme.
Is it? Well, give us a rhyme, and is it both the same letter?
No, different letters, but it does rhyme.
Yeah. Okay. So sperm bank or like just anything to do with like the creation of sperm?
Sperm bank. Here's my clue. The person who works in the sperm bank, it is specifically to do with the movement of sperm, what sperm does.
Okay. So some sort of... like the process of making it into a baby, like putting it into someone to make a baby.
Look, sperm don't have a lot of jobs or a lot of things to do, but they definitely do this. Like when you look at sperm under a microscope, as I
wriggling?
Often do most mornings.
Does it wriggle?
Correct.
Okay. They keep us giggling, so we keep them wriggling.
Correct. that one was incredibly popular. David chimed in saying, I think we can stop at four comments. Ian has won. Ian must have got his confidence up because he popped up with another one straight away. Now, this might be a bit more difficult. Now, it's for a drywall finisher, so a trade. And he's sort of followed the same formula of like a kind of a synonym for laughter leading to a physical act. It does rhyme, again, but different letters.
Okay, so... I don't know what a drywall.
Okay. How about this? I think if I give you what the synonym for laughter is, then you may guess them. Okay, we keep you cackling.
So
they keep you
spackling.
Spackling. Correct.
Okay. Is that just like Irene, what is spackling? Is that just putting like spack filler in the cracks and stuff?
I think so. Yeah, isn't spack filler like polyfiller?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know.
Isn't that what Leighton Hewitt calls polyfiller? Yeah.
No, I think that spack filler and polyfiller are an Australian hip hop crew.
Okay. Irene enters the chat. Now, she is going to reuse one of the synonyms for laughter that has been already used, that you've already heard. But this is for a marriage counsellor.
Okay, so giggling?
No.
Cackling?
No.
What were the other ones we like?
My other clue would be she puts a twist on it. So rather than we keep you blank so you keep them blank, she says we keep you blank so you stop them blank.
Oh, okay.
So what do you want to stop a couple who are not getting on? What do you want to stop them from doing?
Stop them from fighting? Stop them from divorcing? Stop them from splitting? Stop them from...
More macro.
Arguing?
Oh, getting closer. What is a couple like when you go around to your friend's place and they're not getting on and you have that awkward moment? They're at the dinner table and they're just... What do they do when they're going at each other like that? What do you call that?
Sniping?
Close. You can do the B.
Snipping. Bitching.
Close.
Bitcoin.
If you wanted a chocolate biscuit, you might say bicky. Bickering.
Right. Oh, snickering and bickering. Yeah. Sorry.
We keep you snickering so they stop bickering. Now then, Colette chimes in saying, hey, that's what I was going to write. And then Irene says, no, that's mine.
Well, no bickering, ladies. Come on. We keep you snickering so you can cut out that bickering.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, then Jimmy pipes in with four. So he qualifies it by saying, hey, I'm an excavator operator. And then he drops four. So that gives you a clue.
Also, by the way, one of my favorite Australian hip hop crews.
Excavator operator. Okay. So the first one, he's working blue. So if Jimmy of Excavator Operator is a rapper, then he's like Eminem. Will Smith doesn't have to swear to sell records. Well, fuck him and fuck you
but
too.
But I do. Fuck him and fuck you too. Okay, right.
Okay, so we keep you blank while loading a blank. How about this? We keep you laughing like blank while loading a blank.
We keep you laughing like fuck while like loading a truck.
Correct. That sounds like it could be a VB. Slogan. We keep you laughing.
Were
like
you laughing like fuck?
While you're loading,
loading a truck. Matter of fact, I got it now. And the best podcast is a podcast between two old mates.
This one, I feel like he just wanted to rhyme these two words because.
Okay. They keep up a front.
No, he's not working blue anymore. That was his one curse word. This one is more. A very popular recurring character on Two Guys, One Cup.
Okay, all right, yep.
We keep you giggling like blank while...
I mean, you've got to give me more clue than that. Like, I don't even have an area.
Well, who is the most popular recurring character on Two Guys, One Cup?
Mark Lacroix.
Mark Lacroix. What is Mark Lacroix? Besides offensive.
French. Okay. He's not, but like for the sake of our podcast, he is French.
We keep you giggling like the French. If you're an excavator, what's the next line? While
we're digging a trench.
While you're digging a trench.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not bad.
But all right, can we just pause for a second there? Are the French known for giggling? Because of all the stereotypes, I mean, I've been doing a French stereotype for 4 years now, and I've never won. It's more the existential dread and the kind of like... arrogance and stuff that you'd associate with the French. I've never really known them as being gigglers.
No. Well, I mean, if you consider this a giggle, that's like quite famous as a French laugh. That's like, is that a giggle? That's a guffaw more.
Isn't there, Who is it? The Dalai Lama who giggles? No. I feel like there's some.
The Dalai Lama is a bit of a giggler. Absolutely.
He's a giggler. We keep you giggling like the Dalai Lama.
Well, I'm digging a trench for a farmer.
Yeah, there you go.
Done. There you go. Punched up.
And accurate. okay, this is, I like this. It's simple. Okay, so I'll just give you the second half. We keep you in blank blank while building a road. So this is just, don't overthink this.
Okay. We keep you in...
blank blank.
And it rhymes with road though?
It's two words. The second word rhymes with road. Yeah. So the first word is a qualifier.
We keep you something...
we keep you fish and toad while building the road. Something like that. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We keep you...
we keep you in blank blank while building a road. All right. I mean, how about this?
I'm trying to go through...
If comedians were robots, right? Yeah. And they had a switch at the
something
back.
Mode? Is correct. It keep you in funny mode?
Correct.
Or keep you in... yes. All right.
Well done. Bloody well done, Will. I mean, for anyone who listens to Two Guys, One Cup, you know each week we do a little quiz where I'll read out info on a player and make Will guess the answers. And it is... my clues are inscrutable, like the worst clues ever. But I think Will has been doing it so long, he's getting better at understanding my clues now. It's like a language that only we speak.
It's our love language, clues, ridiculous clues.
No, it's more like you found yourself marooned on a desert island and I'm the last of a tribe. It's only I speak the language, and just through years and years of practice, you've learned to understand.
I picked up the gist of it. I do not speak his language, but I kind of get what he's getting at.
Yeah, you're like Han Solo and I'm Chewy. I'm like, and you're like, oh yeah, sure. I get it.
Yeah, sure. All right.
All right. Now, in the same kind of... in the same kind of style, I'll just give you the second half again. So we keep you blank, blank, blank while backfilling dirt.
All right. So it's the last one rhymes with dirt.
Yeah.
So hurt.
Correct.
Gert. Hurt. No. Okay, good. No, yeah, hurt.
Yeah. So.
Okay, great.
So something that maybe Mr. Tickle might do to someone.
Yes, like side splitting hurt, or like sides, some sort of laughing till it hurts.
Yes,
like
we keep you laughing till it hurts while backfilling dirt. Well done, Jimmy. That was four very specific ones. Okay, this is from Anna. This is can work for either a dog groomer or a Zoom recorder. Or a COVID or COVID records over Zoom. So she specifies that she's a dog groomer.
But it could work for those other ones as well. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, I mean, she's basically giving you the answer in her qualifications.
Is it groom blank. And Zoom certain?
Yeah. There
it's a groom and Zoom rhyme, so I imagine it's...
yeah. We keep you zooming, so you keep on grooming. So, how does it work grooming, for COVID? Yeah. Or COVID records over Zoom? We keep you grooming. I mean, also works for pedophiles as well.
Yes, on the internet.
Grooming. Keep on zooming so you keep on grooming.
Grooming.
Bill, he's got a forklift operator, and this one's clever. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Okay.
If Jimmy was working blue, Bill is a bit cleverer.
So he uses fork.
Correct.
Like in replacing fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Their talk.
It's kind of like when the Hilltop Hoods talk about beating around the bush like it's 70s porn. It's like, oh, wait a minute, that almost was dirty, but it's not.
Right. Yeah.
Clever.
Oh, it's a double meaning. Okay. So, so give me the formula.
It's the basic formula. We keep on
hearing us talk.
Yeah. We keep on blank.
So he can operate his fork.
Correct. That's a good one, right?
So he keeps on forking.
I mean, very specific to the forklift operator industry.
Yeah, that's a good one. By the way, though, I would say in the forklift operator industry, not the first time you've painted that with that particular colored palette. Like, I imagine that you often, use the word fork and fuck interchangeably.
Definitely. He gives us another one. This is specifically for a forklift operator in the agricultural sector. And it's along the same, there's no fork double entendre, but it is, I imagine forklift operators, okay, so the second half is, we keep you blank blank, so you keep filling barns.
So we keep telling yarns, so they keep filling barns?
We keep spinning yarns, so spinning they keep yarns, filling okay. barns. Uh-huh. But I do love, what I love about this is all these people from all these different industries are like, yeah, finally, finally, yeah. It's my time to shine. okay, Andrew, I mean, this is barely anything. He says, I'm not a medical professional, but if I was a urologist.
Okay, so nice. Someone if I was, weed. This is a Marvel, you know, what if universe spin-off. I am not a urologist, yeah. But if I was, this is what I'd say.
Okay, it doesn't rhyme. Mm-hmm. It's more to do with a crude metaphor for laughter.
Yeah, so they keep taking the piss so people don't piss themselves or something like that.
Something like that. When you are laughing uncontrollably, you are...
You piss yourself?
Yeah.
Pissing yourself?
Yes. Yep. So they keep you...
Not pissing yourself.
No, I think a urologist wants you to piss yourself.
Oh, do they? Oh, yeah.
We keep you pissing yourself, so you keep them pissing them. Keep you.
They keep us pissing ourselves, so we keep them pissing themselves.
This gets very confusing. No, it's we keep you pissing yourself. We're talking to the urologist. Yeah. Remember, this is our slogan. Uh-huh. Hey, urologist, we keep you pissing yourselves. So you keep them pissing themselves.
Okay, that's clever now that you've said it like that. That does work.
Is it?
We keep you, urologists. We put the you in urologists. Hey, urologists, we keep you pissing yourselves. So you keep them. No, because you don't want them to piss themselves.
You're terrible urologists.
You want them to stop pissing themselves, I imagine. Like, if you're pissing yourself, you would go to a urologist and say, what's going on? And the urologist would be like, I will stop you from pissing yourself.
I think maybe the profession is the confusing part. If it was a pathologist and you need someone to give a urine sample, you'd be like, keep me pissing myself so I can keep them. But
this is the problem with speculating on other people's industries. Like, if this was an actual urologist, he would have nailed this because he knows what the job is, whereas this person does not know what the job of the urologist is.
Yeah, kind of like when we talk about entertaining people, like if we genuinely knew what we were doing.
I think that with a urologist, I imagine that, like, sometimes you want people to, like, you might be dealing with a blockage or whatever that you want people to be able to piss again, but you still don't want them to piss themselves. I can't imagine the end result for a urologist that their target is for anyone to ever piss themselves. To piss, sure, but not to piss themselves.
Piss themselves, because that suggests you're wetting your pants. I mean, I guess, how could we improve it? It's something along the lines of, we keep you hissing, so they keep on pissing. Or we give you a comedy glow, so they get a yellow flow.
That's good. That's not bad. Steady yellow flow, I think, is what you want.
A steady yellow flow.
We are piss funny, so they don't piss funny.
Okay, Darren has got another one for chefs. Now, are you familiar? Auntie Donna released like a comedy album, and there was one song in particular that Broden sings about being a dad.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, not enough to get the reference here, no.
Okay, so let me just say that this could be... He's saying it's for a chef. I think this works just as well for a taxidermist.
Okay.
So...
So to do with stuffing?
Correct. So okay. What is the first part? We keep you blank, so they keep you blank.
Okay. So...
I'll give you a hint. So the Broden, the Auntie Donna hint is they wrote a song about being a dad, and it's a phrase dads use when they're pleased, you know, when they get a discount at the servo on Mars Bars, or when, you know, the footy's on and, you know, they've got fish and chips, they're feeling good about themselves. They feel kind of, and it rhymes with stuffed.
They feel buffed, chuffed. Yes, of course.
We keep you chuffed, so they keep you... So you keep them stuffed.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's talking about like peppers or capsicum or something like that, or a turkey.
Oh, no, I would have thought he meant like stuffed full of food. Like, you know, as in like, right, you know,
the actual food. Mm. Okay.
I mean, it works either way, but I imagine it's more about the idea that, like, you know, post dinner, you're feeling a bit stuffed.
Yeah. Eamon's got a great one. Now, this is appropriate for either someone who works in wildlife or a sexologist. We keep you blank, so they keep you blank. The first one, again, synonym for uproarious or raucous laughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the second one is a synonym or a crude description of cunnilingus. And it's rhymes.
And it's one word.
Yeah.
Okay. We keep you howling, so you keep them growling.
Correct. That's good though, right? Because again, it's like that could be dirty if, you know, if you're applying it to a sexologist. But yeah, if you work in wildlife, we keep you howling so you keep them growling.
Absolutely.
Or if you're a horny wildlife expert.
Don't combine the two. Absolutely not.
Eamon chimes in with another one here. Mm-hmm. For a philosopher. This is interesting.
Okay. Yep.
Again, he uses a synonym for laughter. Mm-hmm. A bit of more of an obscure one. It's more of a synonym for like a guffaw, like a kind of spurt of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty much how philosophers spends their time. We make you blank, so you keep them blank.
So philosophers tend to think, thinking?
Mm-hmm, correct. So it's a sort of in that territory.
Okay, but not that.
So I think if you start with the laughter synonym, that'll lead you to the...
Okay, so...
So what? It's like a guffaw. In fact, man, maybe I'll just... I'm going to go to thesaurus.com and I'll give you all the synonyms for this word.
All right. Yeah, no, that's good. I like it. So...
I'm getting desperate with my clues.
No, okay. So, and it has to do with like philosophers and thinking. So, and it rhymes, did you say? Is it a rhyme? Rhyme-ish.
It's a slant rhyme.
Okay,
I'd say it has a similar syncopation, but I don't know if you'd say it rhymes. Okay, so the synonyms are to chuckle, laugh, giggle, titter, tee-hee, snigger, guffaw, cackle, or crow. Mm. I think there might be a comedy publication or a website that has this
chortle.
Correct.
We keep them chortle.
So
we
keep
them chortling. So you keep them thoughtling.
No, well, we make you chortle. So you keep them thoughtful. And then Steph comments underneath. That's like clawsome and awesome rhyming.
Yeah, yeah, it is. In fact, clawsome and awesome is closer than that. I would have thought.
Now, I'm expecting you'll be able to get this one. If you're a drug dealer, Will, if you're a drug dealer who deals specifically in powders and you're listening to some tofop and you're cracked up, you've cracked up to something we've said, what are you doing at the same time as you're cracking up?
Oh, okay. So you're cracking up.
Well, we keep you cracked up, so you keep them.
Cracked up?
No.
I mean, literally, you can racked up.
Racked up.
Yeah. But literally, it could also be cracked up.
Yeah.
We keep them cracked up, so you keep them cracked up.
Do you think that's what was happening with Nadia Bartel at that party? Mm. Do you reckon they'd just been listening to Tofop?
Tofop listening party. Yeah. Party.
Nadia Barty. Nadia Bartel.
Hey, guys, do you want to come around to my place illegally during a lockdown to do cocaine off a $3 Kmart plate? Oh, we'll listen to Tofop. It's not weird.
We'll get cracked up. We'll crack up and then we'll rack up. Okay, Bill.
By the way, did you not like watch that? For people who don't know who Nadia Bartel is, firstly, well done. Like, but she was famous for becoming like she was a wag. I mean, which, you know, she was married to a very famous footballer. They had a couple of kids and then they split up and she's got her own career as an Instagram influencer, you know, in that world. And during the Melbourne lockdown, she was having a party with some friends with some suspicious white powder, unidentified white powder, and somebody accidentally posted it to Instagram. So she did not get... She got busted by the cops for breaking the lockdown protocols. So they got fined whatever the big fine is. It's like $4,000, $5,000 or whatever, you know, each, I think, or whatever it is. So there was punishment for that. But the story was that they didn't charge them for the drugs because they couldn't identify what the white powder was.
That's amazing.
Now, I mean, I guess, you know, that luckily they destroyed all the evidence, I suppose. But isn't that weird? Like that you would have, I mean, in that conversation, like take it away from Nadia Bartel. Say you and I were at a party back in the day, you know, and, you know.
We just listened to an episode of TOEFOP.
and we're just doing the traditional thing. They've cracked us up, so we're racking up. And you got a $3 Kmart, grab the $3 Kmart plates. And somebody's accidentally posted that to Instagram.
Yeah.
And the cops come knocking on your door. Like, what happens next? Do you confess to the idea of what it was? Like, because surely for the cops to say, we can't identify the powder, you've got to do a bit of, oh, we don't know what it was. Or like, because.
So you're doing the shaggy defense? Is it the shaggy defense? Well, it's not it's more like wasn't drugs.
No, it wasn't drugs. It was sherbet. It was Whiz Fizz.
I think I would be terrible.
Or do you think it's just the cops that don't bother going into this? The cops are like, there are so many people doing this sort of shit. It's not in our business to, you know, arrest somebody.
I think if it was a pile of cocaine.
Doing a bag of cocaine with their friends.
Yeah, I think from the video, it was like a very small amount of drugs. Mm. And I guess it would be a waste of their time. And, you know, what are she's going to get a fine or something like that. But it is weird that, because I always find it funny when they always describe it as a mysterious white powder or a white substance. Yep. It's like.
I mean, technically, most of the time when you do buy those sort of drugs, they are a mysterious white powder.
Yeah, so that is more accurate.
Absolutely accurate. Maybe they tested it and it turned out it was just real bad coke and the cops were like, I'm so sorry. You've already been punished. You paid $350 for a bag of like washing powder and Ajax or whatever.
Wasn't there another like. Jack Watts, the ex-AFL footballer, he was also filmed or photographed or was reported to have been snorting a mysterious powder. And his defense was, it wasn't drugs. It was some other kind of non-illicit thing that I have to snort.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think his was though, wasn't it? Because wasn't he at Oktoberfest and it was snuff? And it's like quite a famous thing that they do over there. It's like some sort of snuff that they do it. Now, I'm not
suggesting
that. Why doesn't
everyone just use that defense? Just call it the Watts defense.
I think you have to be at Oktoberfest.
Right. Yeah, it was. Well, it was almost October. It was pre-Oktoberfest. That's my defense, Your Honor.
We were having some pre-Oktoberfest drinks and we passed around the snuff plate.
There was a photo came out a couple of years ago that Courtney Cox posted and it was like all the friends hanging out together, like the first time they'd been photographed together since the show had ended. And some eagle-eyed, you know, people had seen in the very background, there was just like on the coffee table, just like a little pile of white powder, which again, it was the kind of shaggy defense of like, no, it's not drugs. And it's like, you just happen to have a small pile of white powder on your coffee table at 3 a.m. when you decide it's a good idea to take a photo of you and all your friends.
Splendor. Somebody had just had a coffee. Yeah. They poured out some Splendor on the table.
Oh, I thought you meant Splendor, the music festival. They'd just come back from Splendor and they'd done all their drugs. And then one of them remembered they had a packet left in their pocket.
I mean, it would be more of a surprise than if you got the cast of friends together and they didn't. Like, I mean, pretty much the only way that you get them all together is promise that it'd be free coke, right?
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it, that like cocaine was the perfect drug to do with friends prior to social media because it gives you this feeling of invincibility and you want to kind of like be with your mates and stuff. And prior to that, you know, you wouldn't have a camera around. But now, like, the first thing you want to do is whip out your camera and take a photo of it. It's like, oh, shit. That may be the thing that brings down the cartels is not like, you know, the drug war. It's going to be fucking social media.
Well, I mean, it is absolute. Because you just like, yeah, people are like, oh, well, how could she her friend mistakenly post it to Instagram? Well, her friend was sending it as an Instagram, I think the story was sending it as an Instagram DM to another friend who wasn't there to be like, hey, you know, we're missing you or like, we're having, you know, fun, you know, that sort of thing. And accidentally posted it because you know why? You're not making your best decisions because you're high on cocaine. This is not the time to be posting on social media.
All right. So Bill has chimed in with a couple more. If you're a stalker, Will, this is pretty obvious. Oh, yeah. I mean, what does a stalker do?
Stalk.
Okay. So
they
what
keep
do we
talking,
do?
So I keep stalking. Again, I'm not encouraging that, by the way. I don't want to be. I don't want to think there's some
groomers and stalkers are not. You are not welcome in the Topop community. Okay, JD's chime back in here. If you worked in an F1 pit crew, so what is a pit crew? What is the primary directive of a pit crew? They have to work fast, right?
Yeah.
To change. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So when you're working quick, what are you doing? What are you? What's the synonym for working? Keep it
zippy. Keep it
close. Keep it more about the pace. I'm actually doing it right now.
Oh, clicking. Keep it clicking. Well, that's what you're doing. You're literally clicking. So
this is not called clicking. There is a specific name for what I'm doing right now.
Clicking your fingers. That's what you're doing.
No,
snapping. All right, what about snappy. I understand. Right. What's also clicking?
Yeah, but it's predominantly known as snapping.
Snap
clicking
your fingers.
Could be anything.
Click your fingers. Yeah. I use both interchangeably, I'm going to say. I would say click your fingers as much as I would say snap your fingers.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You snap a photo. Mm. Yeah, you fucked up, JD. Okay, so what are we... If we're keeping them snappy, what are we... If they're
happy,
keeping them...
We keep you happy, so you keep it snappy for people looking after crocodiles. If you're working at Australia Zoo, we keep you happy, so you keep them snappy.
Or if you're a paparazzi.
Mm. Oh, yeah, great. Again, we don't really... Nah, we don't encourage paparazzi either.
No.
Stalking, groomers,
stalkers,
and paparazzi.
Stalkers, no. Pedophiles, paparazzi, same thing. All right, Bill's back. He wants another bite of the cherry. Mm. If you're a deep sea explorer, Will, mm-hmm. and also a fan of the band Radiohead, what do they have in common?
The Bends.
Okay. And what is this show often described as?
Comedy conversation. We have a comedy conversation between two old friends, so you don't get the Bends or something.
Correct.
Like yep.
Yeah. Now... He's given us an alternative for this one. This is specifically targeted at Tom York.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
So big
fan of the podcast. Yep.
Yeah. So what would it be if it's specifically, you know, in the same, basically, it's just a variation, an alternative take on the same joke.
Mm.
So comedy conversation.
So is it literally Tom York? Like, is it like something?
Yeah, where, yeah literally
something,
Tom York.
Something talk. Something, something, Tom
no,
York.
No. Like, it's literally the same joke,
oh.
But just directed at Tom York, if it was prior to him writing that album.
So hang on, it's a comedy conversation between two old friends, so Tom York wrote The Bends? Is that what... It's a comedy conversation between two old guys, Tom York kind of opened one of his eyes? Is that what...
Okay, JD's back. He's got one for a barista. We keep you blank, so you keep them caffeinated.
Rhymes? Does it rhyme?
Kind of, yeah. Slant rhyme. It's a synonym for joy, happiness, exaltation. We keep you...
Exhilarated.
Elated, I'll give you that one.
Mm.
And then he's done a variation on that for a barrister. What we're learning is that there's many of these professions you can double up. We only have to print one of each of these slogans and we can sell them to two different markets.
Barristers and baristas, is that what we're saying? It's just a crossover.
Yeah, right. Yeah, barristers and baristas. We keep you elated, so you keep them liberated. okay, Ian's back. Okay. He's recovered from his intense concussion. If you're a proctologist, Will, we keep you synonym for talking a lot,
yeah.
While you look up our synonym for anus.
Okay, so anus, asshole.
Well, also, it's also a word to describe, you know, people who are down on their luck.
Bum. Okay,
very Aussie
so
term.
We
yep.
something
okay.
dumb, something dumb, something.
No, it's a common phrase for someone who talks a lot. You keep,
keep.
You keep flapping your
gums. Oh, you flap your gums so we can look up your bums.
All right. Now, Ian's really stretching by this point. Not as a proctologist, obviously. This is a different profession. The profession is a boat accident investigator.
Okay, good. Yep.
Okay. I'll give you the first one. We create merriment so you can find out where
the ferry went.
Stephen.
That one's my favourite. We create merriment so you can find out where the ferry went.
How many boat accident investigators do you think listen to TOEFOP? Oh. I mean, if we put this on some merch, how many do we sell?
Let's target at least one. We need to find one just for the sake of that.
All right. If you're out there and you do happen to work in boat accident investigation, I don't even know what that is, if that's a specific job or, you know, marine, would it be marine,
well, if,
marine forensics
or
something?
If you have a missing ferry, who do they call? I guess is the question, right? Like if a ferry goes missing, who's your immediate port of call? I imagine
Aquaman. We get it to Jason Momoa. We get Jason Momoa this t-shirt.
And work backwards. Yeah, exactly.
And work backwards. Okay. Stephen's got one for a builder, but this would also work for a drug dealer as well. Really simple. We keep you dry so you can get...
By? Get high. Get high.
Kate.
We talk about dicks so you can build bricks, lay bricks.
Crab dicks, specifically. Kate's got one if you're a sewer or a tailor. We keep on yarning so you keep on... People who are too polite to say damn might say this.
Darning.
Yes. Irene. She's a... this is for someone who teaches meditation. This does not work at all, but we're going to read it.
Okay.
We keep on kidding, so you keep them...
Meditating.
Yeah, okay. So this is the thing. She's saying it's a meditation teacher, but this could literally describe any person who...
Breathing.
No, like what does anyone do during the day at some point, especially if they work in an office or something? They, what am I doing right now? What am I doing right now? What are we both doing to each other? No.
Existing.
No. What are we doing?
Having a
physically, where are our bodies?
Sitting. Hang on. So tell me that one again.
We keep them kidding.
Yeah.
We keep on kidding. So you keep them sitting.
Boy.
All right. If you're a bank robber or a pirate, we keep them blank so they keep on looting.
We keep...
It's a kind of fairly uncommon synonym for laughter. More to do with things that like monkeys do at the zoo. We keep them blank so they keep on looting. It rhymes.
We keep on...
We keep them. We keep them.
We keep them...
It rhymes with looting.
Rooting.
That'd be good for the marriage counsellor.
Commuting. Highfaluting. I am grooting.
No.
Hooting.
Hooting. Yes. Okay. Emma... this is very specific to people who suffer from depression. In fact, this has nothing to do with TOEFOP, really. This is more what Emma's day's like. I keep taking blank so I don't have to punch a mofo.
Oh. I keep taking TOEFO so I don't have to punch a mofo.
Doesn't have any notes. More
anything to do with us.
It's an antidepressant.
Oh, I keep taking Xanax so I don't have to punch a mofo.
I keep taking Lexapro so I don't have to punch a mofo. And then, adorably, people have chimed in asking Emma if she's okay straight into the comments.
No, good. Well, that's nice. I'm good at good that it's a supportive community.
Ian, he's got a couple more before we finish up. If you're a plumber, Will, we keep the blank blank so you can fix the plumbing.
We keep the content coming, the laughter coming.
We keep the laughs coming so you can fix the plumbing. Yep. This is you know, fairly appropriate considering, you know, what's going on in New South Wales politics. So politician, we crank out the blank while you can launder the blank.
We crank out the funny so you can launder the money.
Correct. And JD, to finish it all off, if you're a journalist, doesn't really work. It's a real low to go out on, but I appreciate JD for putting this whole thing together.
Yes, correct.
Okay. We keep blank so you can keep reporting.
We keep them snorting.
No.
Doesn't even rhyme.
Doesn't have to do with comedy. It's just more the technical act of what we do when we sit down and
recording. We keep recording so they can keep reporting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's all right.
I mean, it's factual.
It's not a low to go out on. It's factual. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. That's a bit harsh. I shouldn't say it was a low. We've got time for...
It'd be better as an insult. More like, we're as bad at recording as you are at reporting. That would be better.
Yeah. We've got time for a couple of letters before we go. But before we do that, let's talk about what is on at tofop.com this week, because you do a podcast called Philosophy, and who is your guest this week?
Luke Darcy is actually on the show this week. And I would also suggest last week's Dr. Eve Rees. That episode is excellent. But Luke Darcy, an old worked colleague of mine, but he's got a new podcast himself all about leadership, where he's talking to, you know, people from all over the world about, you know, leadership. And we chat a lot about that and meditation and all sorts of stuff. So I think that is a really interesting podcast. So Luke Darcy on that. And this week on FOFOP, Justin Hamilton is the most recent guest. And you had Adam Zwar on FOFOP last week, which is an excellent episode too.
Yeah, I had Adam Zwar on last week. And it's funny because the last time I had Adam on, we talked a bit about the TV industry. And after we recorded, he called me and was like, oh, you know what? I feel like I came a bit across like a grumpy old man. Can you just like cut that bit where I talked about this? I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then a couple months later, we record again and he goes on exactly the same rant. Only this time he didn't ask me to cut it out. I'm like, well, I guess it feels better to get it off his chest.
Well, I feel like he probably got the first one out the first time, realized that saying something on our podcast is pretty low risk.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You can pretty much say whatever you want and there's barely any repercussions. So I'm really going to load up this next time around.
And if anyone out there is missing some TOFOP live action, we did a live show of sorts last week with the guys from Junk Time AFL, a post-grand final show. That's available in the Two Guys, One Cup feed. If you bought a ticket for it and you couldn't see it, just let us know because we can send you a link to the video. I know a few people couldn't figure out Zoom just like we can't. And Question Everything, Will, is that still going?
Oh yeah, so this Wednesday night is the final night of Question Everything. So this week on the show, Julia Zemiro, Aaron Chen and Beck Melrose, very funny final episode. I know that at the point of this, normally when we're recording this, we haven't recorded the show, but we recorded the final episode a few days early so I could have a little break between Question Everything and Gruen and come home, which has been very nice. And it's a cracking final episode actually to go out on. So if you want to watch any of the episodes of Question Everything, I suggest starting at the later episodes and working back. And then if you get to the point where you don't like any of them, stop then. But I really feel like the last sort of, you know, five or so episodes were very much, you know, what we're going for. So, final episode of Question Everything, Wednesday night, 8:30 or on ABC iView if you want to catch all the other episodes.
Yeah, and I saw the Wendy Harm episode. That's great. Was that like a real thrill having like, well, I mean, I'm sure you probably had her on Glasshouse or something, but like getting Wendy Harmer out, knowing how she influenced your career to get her on Question Everything?
Well, the first woman to host a comedy show on Australian television. Like, I mean, for me, you know, growing up around the country, watching The Big Gig, which was the first time that I ever saw stand-up comedy, was on The Big Gig. And Wendy was the host of that show, which was, and absolute legend. Like, the best thing about it was just seeing all those young comedians, because so much of our show is people who are new to the industry, both on air and off air, for them to see somebody who, you know, the industry that they now work in and that they, you know, a lot of it is more open for people of all sorts of voices and all sorts of experiences. Well, back when Wendy started out, like, she had to fight so fucking hard for everything that she got, being a, you know, a very forthright woman in comedy, you know, and in the media. So yeah, it was really cool to have her on the show. And it's a bit the same with Julia Zemiro, to be honest, this week. Like, it's just nice to see the younger comedians being around someone who's had such kind of long and successful careers and how much they dig it. So yeah, no, really fun.
All right. We've probably got time for one bit of mail, I think, before we have to go. So this is from Steve. This harks back to an early conversation we had pretty much almost a year ago, when I was in the midst of my home renovations, and I was asking the question of, like, is it helpful to me, to a tradie, to kind of say, hey, I'll help you out. So this is from Steve. He says, hey guys, long time listener, I'm a second time writer. My last email was during the Macho Fop days last year, and when you read it out, I was quietly very excited. You might say chuffed, Will. You might say he was very chuffed. Mm-hmm. It's not like I could share that excitement with anyone, though. Who would understand? Definitely not my wife.
Yeah, that seems right.
Or my younger co-worker who doesn't get Tofop. I tried listening to Fofop recently with him in the car, but the first 20 minutes of the episode consisted of Will and guests discussing fleshlights and sex robots. That shit was very awkward. Probably turned it off, and I've listened to it later all by myself. I mean, it would be odd, right? You're like, you've got an apprentice. Maybe he's like still in his teens, like barely out of high school. And you're like, hey, let's listen to something. Just come in the car with me. And it's just two grown men talking about sex robots and fucking fleshlights. I'll get to the point of this Tofop respondents. You have recently, in inverted commas, discussed offering to help out tradies when they're working on your house. To me, this is tradie hell. Having some bungling, well-meaning person hanging around is usually just a pain in the ass. It's like having a large Labrador puppy who more often than not spends most of the time watching what you're doing or getting under your feet. Right, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Because I think if there's one way I could describe myself, it's like a giant Labrador puppy. Very enthusiastic, but with absolutely no skill set or awareness of what I'm doing. It's just another person you need to find a task for and check if they're doing what you asked. I've even had clients offer to help out with menial tasks, not do much at all, and then ask for a discount on what was quoted, was part of my rationale, I'll be honest with you. I was like, well, if I help them move these bricks, maybe I'll get a discount. Maybe I'm just jaded from all my bad experiences. I have just spent 3 weeks on a job where the client is there next to us while we're working all day. And honestly, I just want to bury him somewhere. If you are home while the tradies are working and you genuinely want to help, just make your offer, make sure they know it's genuine, then get out of the way and let them get on with the job. If they need you, they'll let you know, and they can ask... And they can ask for a hand, which might actually be helpful. It's much better just to offer a drink or a coffee, or occasionally send them home with a few cold beers at the end of the week. This will keep them happy, working for you, and more likely to go the extra mile and do the extras if needed. I'm still loving the podcast after many years. Charlie's stories of minor everyday fuck-ups genuinely brighten up my day. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I'm keeping you laughing so you can keep on laboring.
Yep, nice.
Loving the new Fofop format too. It's great to hear a different range of guests from Charlie's World, as well as all the regular guest Charlie's with Will. Keep up the shit talking, and we'll keep your shit working, Steve. Hey, what a great way to go out.
All right, good.
Also, just before we go, don't forget you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Tofop. There's lots of great bonus content up there. Every couple of weeks, we put up a little mini episode. And also our YouTube channel. We're putting clips of the show. Now we're videoing stuff. We're putting clips of the show up on YouTube. So there's 3 went up last week from Crab Dicks. I was a bit wary about, making our big our relaunch of video content. Is this really how we want to put it out there? But people seem to like it. So you can go there. You can find clips in the show. This show will be cut up into clips. And we'll probably release this, the whole video, as some bonus content on Patreon as well, if you need some extra motivation to go to Patreon. But for now, I'm Charlie Clawson.
I'm Will Anderson.